So funny, like sometimes when I see all of your smiling faces, I'm like, let's just hang out and have a conversation. We should do that one night. We'll just do like a fun like bonus. Ooh,
yay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We should do it. Okay, I'm gonna put that in my notes here. It's good to just connect, you know? It's like life's too short. So, and we're such an incredible group here. So yay. My happy place. So I just had like a super full morning. So, you know, I got back from my vacation this weekend and then had a relaxing weekend to kind of get back into the groove of things. And I did a post just last night. I know, Jess, you saw it because you commented on it or liked it. But I was just thinking about how on Monday my thought was, okay, I need to get my head back in the game, you know? And it was such a quick shift because I love what I do so much that it was like vacation is super fun. And the work that I do, and I say, I have quotes, is like, my passion is so fulfilling that it's like, I'm so happy to be here with all of you and just happy to dive right back in. And then this morning I had a half VIP day with my business coach, Shanda, and I went straight from that into my dream team call. So it's been this like really exciting, big morning of just planning and strategy. And so just know that I'm like right alongside with each of you wherever you are in your journey in that next stretch, you know. And I've mentioned several times to many of you that my big stretch this year is that I'm going to host my first ever 3-day live event. And so this morning was a big like strategy. Like I couldn't write fast enough, which is what my clients often say to me if they're on a one-on-one call with me. I literally took 15 pages of notes. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and I couldn't be more excited. So, yeah. So my point is, it's just know that, you know, wherever you are, I honor you. And if you're feeling stretched right now, then that's actually a good thing because that means that you're getting out of your comfort zone. And even though we like to be comfortable in entrepreneurship, I believe that there, it's that whole quote, I don't know who said it, but there's no growth in the comfort zone and no comfort in the growth zone, you know? And so I believe that when we're in a stretch, it's actually a really powerful thing, and that's where the growth happens. So today's call is your call, meaning that this is your chance for a Q&A with me. And know that when somebody asks a question and I'm answering them, I'm also doing my best to have it be, you know, relevant to the group. And I find when I attend calls like this in my own mastermind, whether or not I myself have a question, I'm always super present and lean in. Because you never know when you may hear something that can make a massive difference for you and where you are in your journey. And even if it's not something that you use right away, you may come back to it later, or you might find yourself in a space where like, oh my gosh, I remember when Barbara asked that question and Amy said this and I took notes on that. Or you might hear something from someone else in the group that makes a difference for you. So I just invite you to hold space, you know, so, and not check out. It's easy to check out. We all do it. So I invite you to hold space for the person who's speaking, for the coaching I'm giving. And there might be something today that completely shifts you into your next massive, massive breakthrough. Okay. So can I count on everybody for that? You good? Okay. Awesome. Okay. So what we'll do is for these types of calls, I really like to invite each of you to think about, if you haven't already, think about like the number one area that you could use support with in your business. And when we do these Q&A calls, it's really important that we are mindful of how we're asking the question. So how many of you have been on calls like this where someone gives a long backstory before they even get to the question? And then even when they ask a question, you're like, I don't even know what the question was. Or did they ask one question or did they just ask like five questions? So it's easy to do that. And at the same time, we want to give others the opportunity to ask questions. Now, I have also been guilty of being a person who gives a long backstory, okay? How many of you have been guilty of giving a long backstory and asking five questions or not even being sure of what your question is? So it's all good, you know, I honor each of us. So this is where we get to practice leadership. We get to practice leadership and being laser focused on what our question is. And know that there's no judgment from me. I just may sometimes lovingly interrupt you and say, okay, Gustavo, what's your question? You know, just so I can really rein it in. And this will also be helpful. Like I used to not want to do this because I'm a recovering people pleaser. And I also know that by really helping each of us get to the point faster is only going to strengthen you as an entrepreneur. You start paying attention, if you haven't already, to highly successful entrepreneurs. They're very clear in their communication. And even if I'm not clear in my communication, I was just on an account of my, with my accountability buddy. I have one too. Every week we get on a call for the last 2 years. And I came back from vacation and my question was not clear. She's like, so what exactly is your question? I was like, oh my gosh, it's been a long time since I needed to clarify a question. I'm very grateful for that. And I was so appreciative that she was honest and direct with me that I was not clear. And I got to get clear. Okay. So what we'll do is just really allow ourselves to go around, and I'm just going to open it up for Q&A, and I'll answer as many questions as I have time for. I invite you to be present, hold space, and take notes on anything that's relevant to you. Or if you hear something that may be relevant to you in the future, then why not write it down? Okay. So, and if you don't have a question yet, this is your opportunity to drop in and think about, if there was one challenge or problem that I could solve today, what would it be? If there was a number one area that I could use support with in my business specifically and clearly, what would it be? And if you're uncertain, or sometimes I come to these calls, I don't have a question. So don't feel forced either. You know, sometimes it's nice to just be present, hold space and listen in. And you may hear something from another person's question and my coaching to them that will help you. Or it might open yourself up for a question. Okay. So on that note, we're going to open it up. If you do have background noise, go ahead and mute yourself. And who would like to go first with your fabulous question? Don't be shy.
Okay, I'll go first.
Go, Barbara. Awesome.
In my business, I can do really well with cold market. I can go out and talk to anybody. And ask them questions, get to know them, and bring the conversation around to ask them questions that would be pertinent to my products.
Okay.
My question is, how can I do that with my warm market? For some reason, I'm really reluctant, and they're my friends, and I just keep talking and talking and talking, but I really never bridge that gap to share with them. And then I feel badly afterwards because I know that I have products that would really help them and I never offer it. Okay. So what exercise or what game can I play with myself to get me to just jump over that little line in the sidewalk?
Yeah. So that's, you know, I know that we've gone through leadership training and there's these voices that come up, you know, and they come up for all of us. Right. So whenever that has come up for me, Barbara, if it's that loud, then the way that I crush that voice that's saying, oh, don't make the offer, whether it's someone I know or don't know, because I still sometimes thought, oh, they're going to say no, or they're going to think this of you. I actually call it out and I'll say, so if I was talking to you, Barbara, about a product, I'd say, you know, Barbara, I know we go way back and I'm finding myself wanting to offer this opportunity to you, or want to talk to you about this product. And I find I have a voice inside of me that's saying, don't do that. You don't want her to think, you know, so I actually just am very transparent. And so there's a part of me that's, I'm just very honest. Like, I'm just like, there's a part of me that's concerned of what you'll think. And at the same time, I believe so much in this product and I believe it'll make a massive difference for you. Do you mind if I just share with you what that would look like?
Okay.
I let it be that simple. And then if I feel the need to ask permission to get an affirmation, I do.
Thank you.
I mean, and this is relevant. This could be for all of you. Like if you're on an enrollment conversation with someone and there's the voice that's coming up, like, I don't know if they can afford it, or maybe I shouldn't make the offer, or I don't think that they have, I mean, you might even be in judgment. Sometimes we might be in judgment about, like, I don't even think that they could even do this or want to purchase this, like whatever is coming up. Remember that it's not up to us to make a decision for somebody else. We're not forcing them to do anything. We are inviting them to make a decision. So if that voice gets loud, then I'll say, oh my gosh, there's a voice coming up right now and this is what it's saying. But I know that I believe so much in this product and I believe it would make a really big difference for you. And of course, I'm not here to make a decision for you. Do you mind if I just share with you and see what your thoughts are? Or you can just, Barbara, you could even ask them for feedback. You just say, hey, I want to tell you about this product that I'm so passionate about, and I would love your feedback on it.
Okay.
Especially if you're talking to a controller or someone that likes to be an authority figure. They love giving feedback. So
okay.
Feedback on it. What do you think about this? And by even inviting them to learn about it, they may be intrigued about it. there have been times when I've had colleagues of mine where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so your ideal client and you've never pitched me. I finally said it to someone. This woman that I've known for years, and she was in my mastermind for a few years. And I just said, you know, I am so your ideal client and I'm surprised you haven't pitched me yet. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm like, why don't you just make me an offer already? You know? So sometimes they might even be waiting for you. Sometimes. Just intuitively check in, you know, like if you feel like a wall's coming up, then bring down that wall. Just be your wonderful self and just remember to not be attached. Like one of the biggest things that I've learned and continue to talk about is to not be attached.
Okay.
The less attached you are, the better. Okay. Does that help?
It helps immensely because it took it like completely where I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And opened a door for me to see how that could
work. So when are you going to practice that with somebody?
I'll practice it right after the call today.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah, let us know how it goes, you know.
Because I have somebody in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like take any feeling of pushiness or awkwardness out of it and just be your wonderful, transparent self. Call out this voice that's coming up.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me a second.
Like, I got a lead. All right, who's next? I know, first Q&A call. Who's that? Oh, Jess?
Hey.
Hey.
So I have a question that's like kind of, it's business related. I know that you just came back from your vacation and I'm just getting back into life after leadership. Mm-hmm. And I'm like kind of, not to say like burnt out, but like literally exhausted and like I just want a nap.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how, obviously I love my clients and everything I do, so that fuels me. But what is your best tip for like staying on it all the time? Yeah. Even like after something, like keeping momentum up basically.
Yeah. Well, it's something I've been hearing a lot more lately, and probably because I'm just also tuned into this right now, is even rest is work. Even self-care is work. And I used to be one of those go, 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 go. And I still have some tendencies. Fortunately, I'm around enough healer type people. I mean, notice this group. We've got some healers in here. They slow me down a little bit and it's really great. I'm actually much more efficient, more productive with those reminders. Take a nap. You know, I was just watching. So one thing that shifted me back into like this mode that I'm just so blissfully in right now is it's funny. I would have watched Super Soul Sunday before, but I really haven't tuned into that, even though I love Oprah. I love what she stands for, like the type of people that she connects with and all that. But I just went online and just thought, I don't know, I felt called to look up Super Soul Sunday. And there was an episode with her and Arianna Huffington from several years back, popular one. I just watched a segment of it. And Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post was talking about how she used to work 18-hour days until, maybe some of you heard her story, until one day she literally collapsed of exhaustion, fell on her face, broke her cheekbone, cut close to her eye. Luckily, it wasn't her eye. And she literally woke up in a pool of her own blood. And she's like, that was a wake-up call. Unfortunately, it wasn't worse than that. And she said, from the outside, she looked like she was successful, you know, because she was making good money. She had this amazing product, you know, with her blog and everything. So long story short, and then Oprah asked her, she's like, well, what's the biggest thing that you shifted? And she said, sleep, like the amount of sleep that I get. And now at her, you know, at the Huffington Post, which there's an actual office, you know, building, they have a nap room where people are encouraged to take naps in the afternoon, you know, like if they need to. So if you need a nap, take a nap. You know, I mean, one of the beautiful things about being an entrepreneur is that we get to create our own schedule. And sometimes I remind myself of that, like, oh, I wish I could, you know, I know that usually on Friday afternoons at a certain time, I hit a wall, like not a bad wall, just like where I just want to be out and about doing things that are unrelated to my business. I'm like, what if I just made that decision? You know, I mean, there's times when I definitely am in a push. Like if I have something big coming up that I'm totally willing to put in all the extra hours. And there's other times when I'm like, I can take off on Fridays at noon and go get a pedicure and meet up with a friend and take my dog for a walk and have a me afternoon. So I just say, if you need a nap, take a nap, you know? But to get rejuvenated, I seek influence that rejuvenates me. The other thing too that I shifted in the last couple of years, what did she say? I already want to take a nap tomorrow.
I got this in Hawaii last summer.
That's so
this
cool.
This is from Hawaii.
I love it. I love it. Everyone. The other thing too is, you know, over the years, I continuously shift my time management because it's that whole thing of what got me here won't get me there. I actually am more productive now and work less than I ever have because of my team. The other thing too is that on most days, I don't have any scheduled call or meeting until 10:30 a.m. And I used to not do that. I used to start much earlier, but I realized that I loved having my time in the morning with self-care. And if there's one thing I want to accomplish in my business as a priority, I can do it then. I map out my day so I don't hit that exhaustion. Does that make sense? So yeah. And then I also look for, like, say that I have like a schedule moving forward where I'm like, but I always think of the but I have things that I have to do this week. Then I look at the next opportune time for me to take an evening, a day, a half day off, and I block it out now. So Jess, when you look at your calendar ahead, is there a time that you can block out that's just for you? She's like, in about 14 days.
I'm like trying to go to Coachella this weekend and having severe anxiety about taking Friday off.
Okay, what will happen if you take Friday off?
I'll get to see Beyonce again.
Well, yeah. So what's stopping you?
I feel like I have my summit coming up and I just feel like I can't take 2 days off from last week for leadership and a day off this week.
Why not?
It feels like I'm slacking.
You're living your life. So what I would do, okay, here's what I would do. I would write down, I'd make a list of all the things that are in my head that I need to do right now. Mm-hmm. And I would think about what absolutely needs to and gets to happen this week. I can be in excellence and set myself up for success and still go see Beyonce on Friday and have a fun weekend in Coachella.
Good idea.
And if I needed support, I would get support. I would delegate it out. I would hire out. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Also, Susan's a great person to connect in with on time management stuff too. So I also, I mean, Jess, you and I are so similar. I used to work like all the time and even taking weekends off felt like a stretch for me. And then I thought, okay, life is precious. Did I become an entrepreneur to always work 6 or 7 days a week? Or did I do it to create freedom and flexibility in my life? Mm-hmm. What's my why? And then going back to the leadership questions, and all of you can do this at any time, of what's working for me, what's not working for me, and where do I get to shift? Another way of doing it is, what am I loving that I'm doing and what am I not loving that I'm doing? So whatever version of that works for you. And remember that everything is a choice. Mm-hmm. Life, you know, we actually get to choose. So, and sometimes I do the game of, okay, a month from now or a year from now, what's going to be more important, you know? I like how Jesse Itzler, you know, amazing entrepreneur, talks about building your life resume. He said a lot of times people, if you ask somebody, what did you do in May of 2017? People are like, yeah, I don't know. You know, and he talks about every year he puts 3 things on his count, like on his list of for his life resume, 3 extraordinary things that he's committed to doing in a year. So that at any time, if somebody says, hey, what did you do in 2018? He can say, I lived on a monastery for 2 weeks. And I did, you know, like he just does these really incredible, not that it always has to be something so outrageous. Like it's just whatever is in alignment for you. You know what I mean? So that way you can really live a life aligned to your vision and your dreams and your, like, what would create an extraordinary life? Like when I journal in the mornings, come to a better ritual lately is, I'll ask myself a question, like, what would make today magical? What could I create today? Who could I make a difference for today? Like whatever question comes up for me, I'll just write it down and I'll answer the question and then I'll implement, you know? So does that help? Awesome.
Amy, when I saw Martha Beck and Liz Gilbert a couple weeks
ago. Yes, I was so jealous. I was like, oh my gosh, amazing.
It was amazing. There was over 600 people there. It was incredible. But one of the things Liz had us do, she had us write 6 letters to ourselves, and one of them was permission. You're writing yourself a permission slip to do things that you really want to do.
Yeah.
So freeing. So, yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I write it down.
Yeah. I had a long list. It was very telling.
Yeah. Just give yourself permission.
We're the ones stopping ourselves.
Exactly.
All right, I'll go see Beyonce, everyone.
Yay! Report back. I'm sure she's amazing. I've seen her once. She was amazing years ago. Amazing.
I saw her once. I finally saw her like the last time she toured, and I vowed I would never not see her again because of money, because it's always expensive. So I'm like, I can't afford it. And this time I'm like, and Mark's like, we're going, just figure it out. And I'm like, ah.
Totally. Well, you know, I know that some of you have been with me for a while, so you'll hear me shifting language. Susan's gonna laugh. She's like, I've heard Amy talk about this for years. So one of the things I love to do in my community is to remove certain words and phrases from your language. Okay. So for those of you who've heard me talk about this before, bear with me, but this is so, it's shifted so much for me. So 3 words you must never, ever, ever say again, if you ever want to welcome abundance and prosperity into your life, are I can't afford. And this is from the fabulous Marilyn Janae, who is an prosperity coach. And when she shared this on a podcast, I was like, I don't think I say that. And then I heard myself saying it all the time. And your subconscious mind, where you make all of your decisions, is always listening to your words as your truth and what you believe. So I invite you to release I can't afford from your conversation, from your language. And if it's ever coming up for you, and if you're like, yeah, but Amy, I don't have the money, I don't have the credit card or credit availability or whatever's coming up for you, just replace it with, it's just not a priority right now. It's just not a priority right now. Because if it were a life or death situation, or if it was an extreme situation, you wouldn't say, I can't afford ever. You know what I mean? And I know it's an extreme and some people cringe when they hear that. I personally love it because it has empowered me to not say those words. And I believe there's always a way. Okay? Expensive is another one. Expensive to whom? Expensive for what? So I do my best to not say that as well. I mean, once in a while, I'll still be like, dang, it's expensive. But usually I don't. I'm just like, wow, they must value themselves, or that company must value that product or that ticket pretty highly, you know? And if they're putting it out there and people are purchasing it, then good for them. You know what I mean? So, and that way you can also be a reflection of how you value yourself and your offerings and your packages. Another word is busy. I think busy is an over-glorified word. So anytime somebody says busy, like the way I like to look at it, it's like, because sometimes people will say to me, they reflect to me, oh my gosh, and you seem so busy. I just smile. I'm like, I have a very full life and I'm very grateful. Just feels better than busy, busy, busy. I know people who all they ever say when I ask them how they're doing, oh, I'm so busy. I'm just so busy. I'm like, okay, you and everybody else, you know? So I invite you to shift language. See see how things shift for you as you notice when it comes up, okay? That can be for all of you. All right, who's next? Who's next? Gustavo. You unmute?
I'm muting myself. Hey.
Yes. Hello. Hey.
All right. What's a good strategy to really find your ideal client? Like I have some ideas. I've been brainstorming about this, mm-hmm. but like, what are some tools where, like, how do you, maybe a better question is like, how, like, I'm wanting to understand your mind and mm-hmm. how you got to where you are and how you crafted your message, where you attracted your ideal client. So I like to mm-hmm. kind of get an idea of how to start doing that. Yeah,
definitely. And yeah, we'll be doing a lot of trainings around, I mean, this is such a big topic, right? So I'll give you some initial things. First of all, and every, you know, business coach is different in terms of, a lot of coaches will teach one strategy of client attraction, and that's great. I just, from my belief system, there's not any one strategy. There's many, many, many strategies. In fact, at my recent Powerhouse retreat, I was in front of the room with a flip chart, and I had everybody, like, I said, okay, everybody give me ideas of how to attract clients. And we made a list of like 20 different ways. And there's more than that. And the reason why I did this is that even though I've gotten to a place where I feel like there's always just an abundance of clients everywhere, there are moments when I'll have a plateau in my sales cycle and I'm like, and then I make it about me. I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, I've gotten better over the years. But 1 year when this happened, a few years back, I was like, okay, I've been doing this a while. And even in my career, I was in sales, in marketing. Like I've been doing this for so long. So I know it's just a block in my head. So the first thing that you could do, Gustavo, is to do this exercise where you just write down all the different ways that you can think of to attract clients. Let me make it very clear that it's not because you need to have 20 different ways to attract clients. The reason why I love this exercise is to for you to show yourself in your subconscious mind that there are so many ways to attract clients. And then once you make that list, as an example, you can do email list building. You know, that's what Shanda Sumter teaches with summits. There's other ways to build your list, right? There's online challenges. Like if you did like a 21-day meditation challenge, there's, you know, you could do opt-ins where you do online marketing funnels. You can speak from stages. You can network. You can do, I mean, there's so many things. So I'm not saying this to overwhelm anyone. I'm just saying that there's so many ways. So that what you can do is make a list of anything you can think of and even ask people, you can even post this in the group. Hey, everybody, like, let's all comment below on ways to attract clients. And then once you have this abundant list and you, Gustavo, and each of you can do this, pick your top two or three favorite ways for you.
Okay.
Pick your top two or three favorite ways and just decide, I'm committed to mastering these two to three ways of client attraction. Like for me, my three favorite ways are, I do email marketing. So I do have a list that I'm continuing to grow. So I do email marketing. I also, I love speaking, whether it's speaking online or on stage or, you know, like whether I'm on somebody else's summit or podcast or on a stage and this year I'll be on my own stage. So I kind of have like an in-person segment. In-person is anything from stages to referrals. I get a lot of referrals. And then third way is through organic social media. And when I say organic, like I love doing Facebook Lives. So I know some of you have done this too, where you'll do like a weekly Facebook Live. I was really resistant for a while because I just hadn't used it before. And I'm a recovering perfectionist. Facebook Live, I was like, oh no. Now I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I think Facebook Live is still new enough that I don't think that everyone's taking advantage of it. I believe that it is something that, I mean, and Facebook's always changing. So I see Facebook Live as a huge opportunity right now. Because if you decided, and I mean, again, this is all about determining what resonates with you. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of you have shared with me that you want to be able to travel or work from anywhere or have the flexibility. So sometimes speaking from stages or doing a ton of networking doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. Facebook Live, if you're willing to do it like on a consistent basis, the great thing is you can start picking themes for each of your Facebook Lives if you do it like on a weekly basis and notice who starts to follow you on them and comment on them. And then you can start conversations with those people. And this is a strategy all of you can use if you're not already using it. Like you can totally do it. And even if you don't feel confident first, like who is it? There's a podcaster. I think it was Pat Flynn. It's funny. There's a Pat Flynn, Pat Quinn, and Pat. Like they're all the same sounding. But anyway, my point is there was a podcaster who committed to doing 365 days in a row of a podcast. And at first he said he was really bad. He was like, I was really bad at it. And he said, but I was only bad until I got good. And so because he practiced it so much and he was just willing to like learn how to be great at it. So, so again, I'm not saying that this has to be the only way. I'm just saying that this is one way that I feel is underutilized by a lot of people. And once I started doing it, it was so fun. Like I could literally at any time now in my journey, go onto Facebook, like my personal Facebook page, and notice who's on the live chat, like who's already there, and start like 20 conversations with people saying, you know, hey, Gustavo, thank you so much for being on my chat with Amy last week. You know, I really appreciate your positive energy. Just like a, you know, just like a thank you. Don't pitch people. Like the one thing I will say, please, 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 if you are a powerhouse, please do not initially introduce yourself to someone and pitch them something. For most of us, it's a big turnoff. Like if you haven't connected and built a relationship, I can't tell you how often people will send me a Facebook message, say, hey, Amy, I'm so-and-so. I think you should look into this. I'm like, that's just copy paste. There's no connection. Like, I'm not in judgment. I'm just like, oh man, you definitely haven't gone through my course, because I would say build a relationship first.
Yeah.
Find what they need. Does that help?
Yeah. Is it okay if I kind of piggyback around the same question? Can I extend along further around with it? Cause here I feel like I'm struggling internally with merging two worlds. I come from the background of being an artist, a mystic, a visionary. Yep. And so from the healing arts. And so marketing and business has been quite kind of foreign for me. It's like, it doesn't have an appeal to me as much, because it's not as artistic. It's kind of like very, I'm business. So I'm taking on this new belief of like, what does business mean for me? Like, how do I do business when I'm so freeform? Like the way I attract the clients so far have been very naturally and organically, where I just show up and then it happens. You know, I never done the sales thing, and I'm kind of feeling what that sales means for me, because it's not something that have felt right before for me. So every time I have gotten clients before, it's because I was seen and people saw and saw the value and is what they needed at the moment, and I was able to serve them. So how, my question to you in regards to strategy will be like, what will you recommend for someone like me? Because I'm exploring this paradigm of sales and business, and basically you're giving me tips and pointers around relationship and how to build relationship. But how, maybe the question is, how can I be seen so that people get like, yeah, this is what Gustavo does, you know? And I do have a website and all that, but basically how do I, you know, what are the tools to get that people engaged in the value of what I bring? Does that make sense, or was that too much?
No, it's okay. I think, and I bet that there's a lot of people on here who can benefit from your questions, so thank you. Okay. If you have background noise, just to me, like running water or something, just go ahead and mute yourself. What I would say to that is, instead of thinking it as two separate things, merge them together. You know, that's why you may have not yet been on a training call with me where I've talked about how, instead of thinking of it as sales, think of it as making a difference and serving people.
Yeah. I think I need to really put it in there.
What my experience of you is that you're really powerful at manifesting. And I think there's others on here who are also that way. I'm also that way. Like, the clearer I am with, okay. I mean, even I looked back at my journal last week and I saw that the day before I left for Maui, even though I was so committed to not working, I had to, you know, follow calls with two individuals. And in my journal, I said, I'm going to call forward two people today. And without attachment, like, I even, like, after I wrote it, I let it go. And then the two people who I talked to that day stepped into two of my offerings. And so my point is, each of you have the chance to really think about, you know, your monthly goals. I mean, you can think about your goal for the year, but your monthly goals. And I know sometimes my experience of entrepreneurs, especially when you want to also grow organically, or maybe you have a fear around saying a specific number, or sometimes people say, like, I used to say, well, I don't want to put down a number because what if I don't achieve it? And then I feel bad about myself. And what I realized was that was me playing from a place of fear and just not being attached to, like, I didn't want to have numbers. I wanted to just have fun and serve people and all that. But I realized there's space for both. So when I got really clear, and instead of it, like, I need to make sales, I need to make money, I need to make offers, even though I talk about these elements in my coaching, I'm really here to make a difference. That's it. You know, like, that I am so fulfilled by making a difference, whether I'm making a difference through free training, whether I'm talking to the person next to me on an airplane and we end up like, there's a woman on the airplane, 'cause we were kind of spread out on my flight out to Hawaii. And there was a woman sitting, like, there was a middle seat open and there was a woman sitting in the window and I was in the aisle, and we ended up chatting, like, for most of the trip. And it's funny, halfway through we talked about, you know, experiences in life. And at some point I was like, what is your name? Like, we shared so much, you know, like, we went so deep. And my point is, like, I love connecting in with people like that. And I know there's a lot of beautiful connectors in this group, right? So I would say, instead of thinking of these as two different entities of here's what I do as my passion, my purpose, and then here's this business, you know, energy that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, I invite you to redefine it and see it all as one. And that we're all, I believe that this group, this particular group, is each and every one of you are here to help people in your own way. Would you agree? Like, I've spoken to each of you and had heart-to-heart conversations with each of you at different times, where one of the biggest things that each of you said is, I just want to help people. Right? So help them. Help them, you know. And so that's why I say make a difference call. So even as you're putting yourself out there, think about how can I, every morning you can ask the question, how can I make the biggest difference today? So there will be things that you do totally for free. I mean, I do free training calls, totally free. I know that that may help me attract clients. I know there's a percentage of people that will never invest a penny with me, and that's okay. Because I'm making a difference. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
And I'll be going more into like client attraction and putting yourself out there as we move together forward. So feel free to keep asking about that, and we'll be doing more and more around it. Also, mm-hmm. for those of you, how many of you are coming to the May Mastermind event? If you're, Gustavo, are you able to come, or you don't know yet?
You know, I thought about that. I think I'm open to coaching for that, you know, for that. Yeah. Like, I, you know, there's so much that I got going on, but I did thought about it. Like, hey, why not? Like, why not? I mean, if we're really abundant, why not? And I haven't planned it out, but I'm open. And, you know, this is why I'm here, because I make myself be vulnerable to be able to be coached, because I have a certain level of mastery with what I do, and I have not really received or allowed people to coach me, but you really resonate with me, and I am saying yes to this. So yes, I'm open to the abundance coaching business.
Totally.
I
would look at Shirella's post on the Facebook group page if you haven't seen it already. Okay. Like, you know, she's come up with a plan to come. I know others have come up with ways to come. I'm also just getting, like, I was, you know, intuitively check in. I feel like you and Amy Swiniarski are meant to connect.
Amy, is she part of the group here?
Do you have it clicked where you can see everybody's faces?
Okay, yeah. So thank you for following that. Yeah, because I've been also needing an accountability partner, and I don't have one yet. So I get to have one soon as well.
Totally, yeah. And whether or not you two are accountability buddies, I just feel like you're both meant to connect. Her branding, like her online, and her name is, she's known as angelamy.com. She's amazing. But I just feel like you two are very like spiritual. I feel like you're supposed to connect. So connect in.
Beautiful.
And she might even have an idea.
Hi, Amy. Whether or not I see you.
Yeah, she's awesome.
See Amy, yeah.
Okay, and I'm seeing some chats here today. So
thank you again, I appreciate it.
So much. You're welcome. Like I said, we're going to keep going on this. So just know that there's going to be so much more coming in on client attraction, putting yourself out there, you know, your message. The way that I really got into my message myself is I just kept listening to what people were asking of me. So think about the frequently asked questions that you get. Like, just start noticing, what are people asking of you? And then think about like what you tend to say often and how you tend to help people the most. And how you love helping people the most. We'll do some more work around that, okay?
Thank you so much. Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, who's next? Sherelle, and then Sonia.
Okay, so mine is, it kind of like encompasses like what everybody has been discussing. One thing that I talked to you about was you told me to get grounded like before I do my sharing calls. And I find that every time I've said, okay, Sherelle, like, let's get grounded. And I start experiencing extreme anxiety. But then, like, once I get on the call and I genuinely connect with them, all of that go away.
Okay.
But one thing I want to share, well, my question is, like, when you say get grounded, like, how do I do that? What does that look like to you? And, like, how can I alleviate, like, this whole resistance type thing that I'm trying to, that I'm experiencing? Like, I just want to shift faster, as you were saying. But one thing I did want to share is that, like, in each of my calls, like, especially today, like, I didn't even have to offer. Okay. I was just on the phone connecting with them, and then, you know, they started.
So this would be a good chance. So what's your question?
My question is, how do I get grounded and be consistent in that without experiencing the resistance?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I think that over time it's in practice. What I tend to do is, first of all, I do my best to eliminate distractions. So if I got a bunch of stuff on my desk or a bunch of things open on my laptop, you know, I eliminate distractions. Okay. I do some deep breathing techniques, and then sometimes I'll even just close my eyes and just drop, like really imagine myself really dropping in from here to here, like just really dropping into my heart and just thinking about the person, the beautiful soul that I'm about to connect in with. And then I tell myself, my number one priority is to be of service to this person. It may or may not end up in an enrollment. It may or may not end up in me making an offer. I'm not attached to that. What I'm committed to is making a difference for this person in any way that I can.
Okay.
And so the more I practice that, you know, you can have your own mantra or what you tune into yourself and just allow yourself to really connect in and just, you know, think about like how beautiful is it that you get to connect with this person that you may only talk to once in your entire life. Make it count, you know?
Yes. Okay.
Also, I know some of you heard me talk about best friend energy. You're only a stranger until you say hello, you know? So back in my corporate days, I tried to be all polished and, you know, I don't know, have a certain sound. I'm like, start talking to somebody and I was truly cold call, like cold calling people from like the yellow pages, you know? And my goal was to get appointments. And fortunately now I feel like most of us are on warmer calls or people who at least are familiar with who we are, or we're connecting with someone who's interested. So I imagine that I'm talking to someone that I already care about, because by the time we start talking, I'm committed to caring about them, you know? So I'm not like, hi, so-and-so, you know, like all weird. hey, Sherelle, how's it going? Like I drop into my heart and I'm like, I get to be loving to this person. We're only a stranger till we say hello. And then I get to know them, you know, better. And the more I connect in with them, the more I'll know about what it is that they want, how I can be of service to them. How can I best help them? And I have fun with it. I believe we're meant to have fun in this journey and bring joy into everything we do. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Love it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sonia. Oh, you're muted. Muted. I'll unmute you. I got you.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
So first of all, I just want to share 1 second. I had my first call for the Self Love Bootcamp today, and I'm so excited. So I'm super, super happy that I'm actually live here on the call. So
yay! Awesome.
My question is, how in what is the best way, or what can you recommend to if I want to switch a little bit the client that I attract? Like the work is the same, what I do is the same, but I attract a lot of people who really struggle with money, and that's fine. I work through that. And at the same time, I want to get to work with people who are in a place that they're kind of like more stable, so I can really work with them on a different level. Mm. And how to, like, because I obviously attract people, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you can do that in your messaging. Even in your email marketing, your social media. So think about who your ideal client is. Like think about some one person and think about most of your clients are women, right? Mostly. Mm-hmm. So what, mostly. You know, what is her pain point? Where is she in her journey? You know, so sometimes when I think about like attracting people who are at a certain place financially, then you can start saying things like, how successful people blank blank blank, you know, so that you're in your messaging, you're speaking into people who are at a certain point in their journey financially. Or you can do storytelling around it, you know. You could say, you're welcome to use our story from the retreat anytime you want, Sonia. You know, you can say, You know, I was working with, you know, Amy Umada at Power House Retreat, and this was a very luxurious experience where it was all about this and this and this. And she had a moment where this happened, you know. And I noticed this with successful entrepreneurs or successful women who are go, 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 giving, giving, giving. And as soon as they hit a point where they feel at a loss or depleted, or in Amy's case, completely lost her voice at her event, you know, what happened in that moment? And then turn it into like, what is your point of that story? You know? And so even when you've achieved certain things in your life and you feel like, gosh, I've come this far, but why do I not feel complete? You know, like that's what I'm dropping in with, that kind of energy. And you say, that's where I come in, because on the outside, a lot of people can look like they've got it all together. I bet there's a lot of women who will tie, like totally connect in with that. You say, and there's something missing inside. And it's usually the inner, deeper energetic work that hasn't been fulfilled in order to fall in love with yourself, in order to live from a higher vibration. And that's what I'm here for. So if this is you, then let's chat, you know? Yeah. And you can use that type of wording in your Facebook lives. You can use it in your free trainings. You can, you know, I know you and I, you know, since we work together one-on-one, we can talk about, I know we want to take your making offers to the next level. So we can even speak into that in our next call.
Yeah. And just because you added it, and I think it's in general so important, the storytelling piece.
Yeah.
I know it, I've heard it many times, and I think I really get to get better at that. If you have some tips around that.
Yeah. But this is good. Something's good for all of you. Stories connect, and connection. It's such a cheesy saying, but like connection is currency, right? So if you really connect in with your ideal clients, it's the storytelling that they will open up to. If you're just content, content, content all the time, you will lose people. Even when you're charismatic and do storytelling, you still lose people because just the way the brain works, right? So you get to pattern interrupt them all the time. And if you ever, this is like one of my golden nuggets, so I hope you're still checked in. If you ever feel like somebody's glazing over because your messaging either isn't dialed in yet or you just feel like you're losing their attention, interrupt yourself and say, for example, or you know what? I actually have a quick story about this. Like you will immediately feel the energy shift and you can share a story, whether it's your own personal story or a story of someone. Like, I mean, I'm storytelling. If what would be cool is if at some point one of you actually tracked how many stories I tell in a training. Like I do it so automatically now, I can't help myself, right? So earlier today, you heard me tell a story about Super Soul Sunday and Oprah and Ariana Huffington, right? Because like that was a powerful story. It influenced me. So it can either be a personal story. I mean, and if you feel like, gosh, I don't feel like I have stories, just take some time to journal about the stories of your life. This is something we did at the retreat. The stories of your life, the best moments in your life, the most painful moments in your life, the things you've overcome in your life, the people you've helped in your life. It doesn't have to be clients. It can be, you could be like when you helped your sister when you were 7 years old. What was the story and what did it mean to you and how does it relate to what you do now? So you can think about any one of your clients that is truly your ideal client and do storytelling around them. Or you can tell stories like I did with Ariana Huffington. Like you could actually take time each week to watch one 30-minute or hour-long video on someone that Oprah interviews. Or, you know, people at that level, just, you know, because people like me, like when we hear conversations around Jesse Itzler or Marie Forleo or, you know, Oprah or, you know, there's just all these names. You could just tune into those people and you could start storytelling. Like you could say, yeah, you know, it's interesting because I just watched this documentary on Ariana Huffington, or I just watched this thing on, you know, when Oprah got started or whatever. And people like me will be like, oh, tell me more. Cause I want to learn about successful people and how they shift. I mean, that could even be a name of something, successful people and how they shift. You know, like, does that help?
Yeah, super. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, who's next? Angel Amy.
Okay, sorry if I seem delayed because I'm on my Chromebook.
Oh, you're fine.
You can hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about how to get on stages. So I really quick backstory, did One Day in Heaven.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was a retreat. It was 6 hours. Mm-hmm. I channeled the entire thing, never looked at notes.
Amazing.
So what I got from this was, wow, and I mean this humble, but this needs to be on a stage.
Yes, it does.
Right? And I have no fear to do it. So, but what is the process for this? And how do I know I can attract it, but I need help with the human footwork.
Yep, you got it. Okay. And I know that you and I can do some one-on-one time on this for sure too, just for time's sake, but just to at least get you started, what I would do is initially think about what types of events do your ideal clients spend their time? Like what events do they attend? And just simply do Google searches on them. So I myself am also looking at stages, although now after this morning's VIP day, like I'm going to be doing my own events too. But my point is, think about where they spend their time and do a search. So for example, when I was doing searches of stages, I would look up best conferences for women entrepreneurs, 2018.
Okay.
I mean, this is just a Google search. And what will happen is, as you start thinking about your own words of how to do your searches, is that you will see like events pages for different organizations. Like there's a lot of, there's an organization for everything, you know, like okay. Everything. So just think about like what types of organizations, what types of businesses, what types of events make sense for your ideal client. And then look at their events pages and see when their events are coming up. Because sometimes they do an annual event and either they've already filled it with their speakers or they're focusing on next year. But it's okay. Like as long as you're doing the work, you know, and thinking abundantly, then you may end up submitting your application for next year's event and then be invited. One thing that really made a difference for me was I attended Pete Vargas's 2-day stage execution workshop. And if you want me to connect you with Pete, I'd be happy to do that. I mean, he's the guru at this. But when I attended that,
at Shanda's event, right?
He did. Yeah. Yeah. So yep. it's a high-end 2-day intensive, but one of the things that he had me do, and even if say that you're not at that point yet, that's totally fine. I can give you some like at least golden nugget bullet points. But it'd be great for you to have a page on your website that says book Amy or speaking or something like that. Like I'm having a book Amy page created as well. And okay. Where you can have a digital speaker kit that they can download. You can create a video that's a why me video. Once mine is created, I'll share it with you so you can see what the elements are. Like
I might need this again in the one-on-one.
Yeah, don't worry. I got you. I got you.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, this is going to be great though, because what you'll do is you'll create this once and then it'll be the page that you can just like send, you know, or add links to. But one thing that most events will be looking for is a raw video of you actually speaking, like not just a promo video, because the events have been around long enough, know that anyone can slice things up to make you look really good, right? So they want like from start to finish of a talk that you've done so they can see, like event producers' biggest nightmare is that they'll have a speaker at their event that's going to embarrass them. And they want speakers that are going to contribute and add value and be professional and all that. And they of course want topics that are relevant to their audience. So it's another form of enrollment, right? You're going to be enrolling them into you as being a selected speaker at their event. But yeah, we'll in our VIP call, we'll do more talking around this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so excited for you though. I can totally see it. Yeah. It'd be super powerful.
That I'm glad I did the retreat, cause that's what I got most out of it. So thank you for the idea.
I know we're talking next week, so we'll go over more of that stuff. And then I know you're also collaborating with Olga, so we'll come up with some plans for you and strategy around that. It's gonna be great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, who's next? Kate Robbins.
Hey there.
Hey.
So my questions are rather mundane. They're not like these larger, you know,
that's okay.
Questions, but I'm at the point where I'm completing my website. I'm ready to launch my conversion email. And now I feel like I want to have scheduling and payment apps. And I've heard of a few different ones, and my VA works with many, but I kind of want to get the pros and cons, like, of, you know, because I mean, I could start with PayPal, but they take a certain cut, and maybe other ones don't take as much of a cut, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, okay. As far as scheduling goes, I've used Visita. I've used TimeTrade. I now use Acuity Scheduling.
Okay.
Acuity scheduling.com. Okay. And the reason why I chose that is that it gives you the option of asking questions if you want, like, so that if somebody wants to book a call with you, they can actually also fill in answers to questions, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And this can be for any of you who are also coaches, that even when your clients book their time with you, you could have them fill out a form of, like, you know, what have they accomplished since your last coaching session? What are their biggest challenges right now? What, you know, what do they want to celebrate, and what do they want to use this coaching session for? You know, that way you're co-creating with them as an idea. It's also great for enrollment calls / sales / make a difference calls, you know, where you can actually get to know more about the individual before you jump on a call. So it's not like you're jumping in without any information. Sonia says, I use Calendly, and you too can use that too. Yeah. Calendly is great too. I've heard great things about Calendly. So you'll see that in the chat. As far as payments go, I mean, I started off back in my day, I started off using Square. And then I shifted over to DirectPayInc.com. And we're still using that, but now my company is shifting everything to Infusionsoft and even the payment mechanism. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend Infusionsoft right away, because it's even a stretch for me right now, but I know that this is my next step. It's a much bigger investment monthly. I mean, if you want to take a look at it, feel free. And Melissa Moss, who's on my team, is a certified Infusionsoft expert, so you can ask her questions around it. I just like that it has everything integrated in one place, and it has a lot more bells and whistles to it that I'm ready to dive into with my team. But Direct Pay Inc. has worked really well. I don't have the numbers memorized as far as comparisons, but I've been happy with them so far.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. I'm sure I had some of this in my notes at one point, but when I was reviewing, I didn't have any like reasons why, you know, like the benefits of the pros and cons. So that's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. I'll take one more question. And then if you think of a question afterwards, of course you can book, you can post it in Facebook and, you know, also book calls with our coaches. So does anyone else have one more question you want me to cover? No pressure. Okay. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Look at us on time. I got to love it. So thank you everyone for being so present and holding space for each other. And, you know, I know that not everyone was able to be on last week's call, which was the initial call. If you weren't able to be on it, I would love for you to carve out time to listen to it, because I went over a lot of the housekeeping elements, initial visualization. It's about creating that vision. And I know I saw some of the vision boards posted, but not all. So if you haven't yet done that, I really encourage you and invite you to do that. As well as we did a stretch challenge of, for 2 weeks, planning out the next day every night, like carving out 10 to 15 minutes each night to plan out the next day. How many of you actually did that at least somewhat? So a few people. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a really good practice. It's not about perfection, right? So I just find that whenever I plan out the day and I follow through with it, life is easier and better and more focused. So including like the self-care stuff and like, you know, getting to, I'm doing a new thing and I'll wrap this one up. The other thing that Arianna Huffington said was that she didn't say what time, but at a certain time every night, she shuts down everything digital. And I loved how she said this. Her bedroom is a digital-free zone. And I know Sheila, I don't think she's on right now, but she's a big fan of this. So at that time when she shuts off everything digital, she escorts the digital products out of the bedroom. So last night I did this. I was like, okay, digital products, like, and I even had the thought, I was like, but I need my phone for my alarm. Like, no, I actually have an old school alarm clock still in my bedroom. So I thought, I don't need it. I lived without it before. and I just put everything on my desk in my office. And I do believe I had a more restful night's sleep without these digital products right next to me. So I'm going to be in practice of that. And then in the morning I had my water bottle that Susan will recognize. And so first thing was like having water and journaling and just having a really, really quiet, peaceful morning. So I just invite you to make sure that you're practicing that self-care for you, whatever that looks like for you. And I also invite you to escort the digital products out of the bedroom at night and see what unfolds for you if you're someone who tends to look at your phone first thing in the morning. Okay. All right, everyone, my powerhouse family, I'm sending you so much love and I look forward to seeing posts on Facebook. I'm back in town, so I'll be in there more consistently. And I look forward to seeing your updates and seeing your questions and rocking out these next couple of weeks. Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Bye,
sending you love.
Bye. Much love. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.